Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting second. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chico Salmon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Eskew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. And now, play ball. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McGraw. The throw from Eskew and he is out, Gonzalez applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Askew to Salmon and they have Agee trapped. The throw over to Whitfield, who applies the tag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee. Askew reaches second base with a double. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Siebert covering, for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hinton is called out on strikes. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0-for-1 in the game. Buzzard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive towards third. Buford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-1 in the game. Salmon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis takes first base on ball 4. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Siebert, and towards Gonzalez, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 2 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin bunts towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. Adair moves to second. One out. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew fires to second and picks off Adair for the out. Two outs. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0 for 2 in the game. Buzzard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Alvis takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gentile pinch hits for Joe Askew. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alvis moves to second. Jim Landis pinch runs for Jim Gentile. Dick Hauser pinch hits for Sonny Siebert. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser strikes out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Del Crandall now catching. Dick Hauser now playing second base. Bob Allen now pitching. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Buford moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Crandall and he is safe. Buford steals third. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Agee moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson is walked intentionally. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. Agee scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 4 to nothing, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Berry reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. McCraw goes all the way around to score. Berry moves to third. It's 6-0, White Sox. Luis Tiant now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berry tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-0, White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0 for 3 in the game. Buzzard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Martin moves to third. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hinton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, White Sox. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitfield hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, White Sox. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 3 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Salmon for the out. The game is over. The final score. Chicago White Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.